Still got it.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to episode 62 of One More Podcastle, part of the Retroids.com podcast network. My name is Eric Bailey. I can probably throw a snowball harder than you can, and I am the editor-in-chief of OneMoreCastle.com.
My name is Jason Lamb, resident Canadian, and for tonight's episode, I'll be talking completely in a German accent.
I think you're lying.
Yeah.
Nein!
The Germans. I'm going to talk about the Mega Man, yeah?
There's no way you can keep this up. I'm calling it right now.
No, I can't. I really can't. Eventually it goes into, like, pseudo-Mexican.
Oh, that's an odd transition.
And a bit Italian, so it just goes poorly.
Wow, okay. That's impressive on its own merits.
Now, should we explain to the listeners who are listening to the audio-only podcast what's happening right now?
As fun as it would be to not mention it and just act like everything's cool and peachy keen normal, I think we should explain it.
All right. So basically what happened?
Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Basically what happened is I was told by Eric Hunter, our normal co-host, that he would not be here tonight. And I said, no worries, I'll take care of it. And then I forgot. So I never got a substitute co-host. So tonight, that means two things. Number one, we're trying a new special format. Just trying with two hosts, just two guys. That's exciting for us to try something new. And I don't expect this to be a format that will keep long term, but we at least want to dip our toes in, understand the possibilities here, and get a good run through on it. And number two, this is also a way that we can finally actually live up to a joke we've been playing a long time. And we've kind of walked around the idea that we don't really need Hunter. Tonight we get to find out. Is Hunter...
The best part is when we send him the files for this. and he has to edit it.
But in theory, editing it should be super easy. There's only two of us, you know? He might be grateful that he missed it.
Exactly.
There's only two of us. I mean,
he said he was only going to be able to edit on Sunday, which is late for him.
That's right! He wasn't even sure if he could squeeze in all the editing time.
So we're making sure the podcast comes out on Monday like usual.
We're doing him a favor. We're doing him and our listeners a favor.
You should thank us, guys.
We are cutting down our overhead so much right now. We are, wow, I mean, we're so efficient.
So efficient.
That makes sense. I mean, me and you would be the efficient twosome.
Well, yeah.
Three. Yeah, duh. I mean,
come on. Yeah.
You and your tax knowledge, me and my general all-around gamingness. I don't know where that's going to go. But even if there is only two of us, the question still applies. Jason, my friend, have you played any old video games lately?
I have, and I'm glad I did for this episode.
Oh, wow.
There would be very little conversation.
Oh, what? Are you saying you don't think I played one?
No, I'm saying you played one. I'm just saying we're missing the third person, so a third of our content is missing.
Well, now you get to talk twice as much.
There we go. I played Wasteland 1.
How old is that now?
It came out in 1988.
Wasteland 1.
The year I was born.
Oh, you're such a little baby.
Such a little baby.
I don't get to say that. I'm only 2 years older.
That's right. But if anyone didn't see it, there was a huge Wasteland 2 Kickstarter about a year ago. They're pretty far along on the development now. But what they've done recently is they've re-released Wasteland 1, and anyone who kickstarted this project got Wasteland 1 for free. So they sent me a Steam key, I added to Steam. In terms of fun. It's very much like playing a 1988 PC RPG.
Oh, now Jason, what on earth typifies a 1988 PC RPG? What could you mean by that?
What could I mean by that? Well, let's say you're going to attack someone. It's not like Final Fantasy where you cycle through a menu, hit enter on attack, have four attacks listed, cycle through that, and would hit probably enter or on a console X or whatever to select an attack. Mm-hmm. With this one, it's essentially you have just options up on the screen. So attack, run, et cetera, et cetera. So for attack, I'd of course then hit A on my keyboard.
Of course.
For run, I'd hit R. And the game doesn't really do, unless I skip something by accident, it didn't really do anything to tell me why I was in this wasteland.
Oh.
You just show up, you're in the middle of a desert, had some monsters attack me, I walked around into a town, had some more monsters attack me, and that was it.
Yeah, and yeah. I know you're the kind of guy, you care about story, so that sounds really disappointing. Story. Yeah.
Now, that said, I do think some games from the 80s have aged very well, genre-wise.
Sure.
Shoot 'em up, basically arcade-style games.
Okay.
So shoot 'em ups, fighting games. But in terms of RPGs, it is a genre that has progressed nicely. It's hard to go back to the old ones.
Yeah, that was always a genre begging to be released into more powerful ways of experiencing it. I agree.
And then, up in that, I played Bubsy 3D.
I'm surprised you haven't slit your wrists.
I didn't play it long.
Oh, Bubsy 3D.
Someone, for some online art thing, actually, you can do it right now. If you go to Bubsy3D.com, someone has recreated a section of Bubsy 3D using the Unity engine.
Oh, geez.
If the Unity engine, for those who don't know, it's like a, it's a game engine you can use to make 3D and 2D games. Wasteland 2 is using it, but
and
they've
it's
done
a
this.
Tumblr site.
Is it?
Like I can follow it. There's a like the normal Tumblr follow dashboard buttons.
Oh, and I didn't it's like
a, it's like a mid 1990s style website too, with the animated backgrounds.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
But
gosh.
You can play Bubsy 3D, and it's awful.
I'm not even gonna do it. I can't.
It's so broken and ugly, I will
follow the game's creator, Arcane Kids, on Twitter. They seem like a cool bunch making Bubsy 3D in a browser, you know. So yeah, that's
Bubsy 3D.
Bubsy 3D. I salute your courage, Lamb.
Thank you.
That is no lighthearted undertaking to take on Bubsy 3D.
What have you been playing?
I'm excited. Maybe even a little intimidated to admit this, but I've started up a game of Zelda 2: The Adventure of Link, and a lot can be said about the game. Zelda 2 carries with it a lot of baggage for a lot of people. It was a sequel to the original Legend of Zelda in a very different style. So there's arisen a lot of questions on how it fits into the legacy of the Zelda canon overall. And I'm not going to rehash two decades of discussion, but the one interesting thing I'll point out is, first of all, I think it's a great game, but I also think the original one is superior. So I'm just going to get that out of the way right now.
Okay.
Just throw that into the ether. I think the original one is a better game, but I think 2 is great. But here's the funny thing when you think about the 2 is I think, honestly, the people who dislike the second game but love the first game, I would have to ask, I I'm curious as to why. I think people hate on Zelda 2 for the same aspects they're rather forgiving of in the first game. To give one example, both games have portions that are confusing, where the game doesn't give you an obvious sign that says, here's the next thing you need to do.
Yep.
And you could say that was just common of a lot of old school adventure games. That's kind of the point. You know, it's pre-internet. You figure it out. You discuss with friends the next day at the playground who's figured it out in the neighborhood first. You could say it's a relic of a bygone era. But I've seen Zelda 2 criticized for it, while the original one is lauded as this hallmark of truly immersive gaming. And it's just like, well, if you like that of the first one, why would you dislike the second? So, yeah, I just started earlier tonight, and I don't expect to talk about it every week, but I'm considering making this my next review on NintendoLegend.com.
Nice.
Almost therapeutically, just because I want to unpack some of these feelings about it. I'm not as any kind of authority or any kind of official, just personally exercising how I see this game. That sounds like I take it super seriously, but it's fun. It's a fun game.
No, makes sense.
Yeah, and the feel of it is different for me. The first one really focuses on that feeling of being lost and adventuring and wandering around this new area. You have to find items and discover hidden dungeons. The sequel feels more like, from the get-go, you're on this one-man mission on a vengeance march across the landscape. You don't have to find your sword. I mean, you are ready to go around slaying monsters by the hundreds. So, and it's very challenging.
That is the most hardcore I've ever had Zelda described to me.
Well, then Zelda 2 might be the most hardcore game of the series.
There we go.
Honestly, shout out to Pierre, one of our columnists on One More Castle. He now co-writes the GMZ biweekly feature, which is hilarious. Check it out. It's a parody of TMZ. It's TMZ for retro gaming. But yeah, it's his all-time favorite game. Zelda 2 is Pierre's favorite game, so it has that going for it.
Nice.
I was hoping he'd be around tonight to hear me say that, but he told me he's going to catch it on Monday.
All right.
You know what I realized, Jason, when I was thinking earlier? Typically on the podcast, we record, like, we mention hints that we do a video version, that we live stream, we do shout outs to the commenters, but when's the last time we reminded our audio listeners when the live stream actually takes place?
Oh, yeah. We should do that. All right. Yeah. Our live stream is every Thursday. I can hear myself so bad through your speakers. It's all right.
Sorry.
It's every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, which is 7:30 Central.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
Sweet.
And we tweet the URL from the One More Castle Twitter account. So you just kind of have to look for it.
And then if not, just go to our YouTube channel.
That too. Yeah. Yeah.
Should show up.
YouTube.com/One More Castle, right? Right?
I think.
Or does it show up on that other one now?
I don't know. Damn you, Google. Yeah. I'm checking it. Yep. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Oh. Recent uploads, like episode 50. Search.
Yeah, it's you'll have to do a search for the episode 061 or something like that.
You'll find it, guys. just look for a link.
Just find it. Whatever.
You'll see it.
Yeah. Oh, Hunter, you are missing out on so much fun.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I had a question for you.
Oh, well, by all means, fire away.
And I'm throwing this out now instead of later.
Uh-oh.
But I should probably just throw this out during your break. But I've already said it, so I'll just go with it. In terms of the showdown tonight.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that?
Well, that's a good question.
Just two of us?
Well, don't tell anybody I told you this, okay?
All right.
Don't tell anybody I told you this.
All right.
But this was all done by the whole forgetting to add a third host thing was done by me on purpose. Purely to enhance my chances of winning the showdown tonight.
All right.
As for how we do it, I think it would be best if we hold off on the dinosaur theme.
Okay.
And let Hunter take part in that.
That makes sense.
But the challenge then is we're going to have to think of a theme now and have like 10, 15 minutes to plan for it.
Right. You know what?
What's that?
I think that leads nicely into our listener email.
Holy crap, you might be right. Let's take care of our listener email discussion question. Goes like this. Hello, citizens of Earth. It is time I write you again. I see you have emitted much CO2 since my last letter. And as such, you have been destroying your puny environment. And as such, one more castle needs to become more eco-friendly. I suggest you start by recycling a retro showdown. But the twist is each of you must choose a game that the other has brought before. The fate of the planet is in your hands. And this email is signed, The Time Puncher! You know what, Time Puncher? That's not really a question. You maniacal...
That's more of a demand.
Automaton? Yeah, you would be a tyrannical dictator in the way you dictate these questions or non-questions to us. I think it's a fun idea, though.
Yeah, I do like it.
Maybe 2 weeks from now we'll do that. We'll do dinosaurs next week with Hunter. Week after that, we'll do... Well, then we're going to run into Thanksgiving.
American Thanksgiving.
Right. Yes.
Got that over in October.
Yeah, surely won't forget that. Start planning on that now. Hoops. But yeah, that's not really a question. I don't know what else to say about that other than sure. Okay.
So in terms of our theme.
Yeah, for our theme tonight.
Should we go to our live listeners?
Oh, do you think we can rely on them to provide an idea in time?
I sure hope so.
Okay, let's give them 90 seconds. Here you go. Livestream viewers, leave a comment with your suggestion for the retro showdown theme you would want me and Jason to do right now. Just the two of us. What theme do you want? And Jason, we do need to account for a little audio lag. So I'm going to give them a minute before I check. I mean, I was just going to say something appropriate for two people, like sidekick.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or something like that. Oh, no. It's your idea is like 1,000 times better. So.
Is it really? It depends what they suggest.
That's literally, definitively true. Okay, my suggestion, I think, just broadcasted.
All right.
Or your suggestion. Our suggestion.
I'm not sure. Our suggestion? There we go.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just... Now.
So now they have about 30 seconds.
Yeah. So far we've got extreme sports. Favorite multiplayer. Mascot games. Anthropomorphic animal protagonist.
A lot of suggestions coming in.
Yeah. Games you played with your sister. Ha ha.
Jason, do you have a sister you've played games with?
I do.
Huh. What?
Multiplayer dating sims. Games with hunters.
We should do games without hunters. No, we shouldn't. That's actually really ironic considering what game
is
for dinosaurs, which now might be obvious, but that's okay.
That's right. Games based on fairy tales. There's 30 seconds left. I started a timer.
Nice. That's good. The official timekeeper started the timer. I wonder how much of this part Hunter will cut out of the audio.
I'm hoping none of it. I'm hoping it just drags on.
Yeah. They will love that. Listeners will love that.
Oh, yeah. Just random nonsense coming out.
Flash games.
Flash games.
Flash games. I wonder how old the one is that I would pick if we did that.
Army-based games.
What-based games?
Army.
Huh. Apple II like games.
Military games.
I feel like Jason would have an unfair advantage there, but who am I? Well, those are a lot of suggestions. What do you think, Jason? Anything sticks out to you?
Right now, I'm going to have to say it's between Apple II games, which will be tough, admittedly, and Games with Hunters.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll let you pick, because I'm up for either of them, honestly. So,
let's do Games with Hunters, because neither Hunter is here.
With Hunters.
Congratulations to... Oh, God, I lost already. Congratulations, Big Jonathan. It's Big Jonathan who gave us that. Oh. Thank you to everyone else. I have to... All right.
Eric Hunter just tweeted me to tell me he won't be here tonight. That's funny. Games with Hunters. I gotta think about that, but I guess that's what the break is for.
Yeah, that's what the break's for.
Well, let's break it up then. Music break.
All right, music break.
By John Wayne off the Bowser project on alphapup.bandcamp.com. Again, for what I believe is the second week in a row, not a Super Mario RPG remix, just some more generic electronic jam for your listening pleasure. Speaking of pleasure, it's time for the Retro Showdown.
Retro Showdown!
This is the part of the show where each of us, in this case two of us, has secretly chosen a retro game that fits a theme. We're going to have 1 minute to introduce it, and then we'll spend the rest of the episode arguing about who picked the superior title. Now, the fun part is, though, that you, the listener, get to vote for your favorite of the two on the episode page on onemorecastle.com. So hopefully one of our arguments will sway you. Please leave your vote and your comments. Tonight's theme is Games with Hunters. Two episodes ago, the theme was Halloween Spooktacular 2. And guess who won episode 60 Showdown, Jason?
Was it Hunter?
No, Andrew!
Whoa.
Subbing in! Wins from the bench with System Shock 2 beating out Dr. Chaos and Evil Dead. But I'm actually not surprised because System Shock 2 is an excellent game. It's what I voted for. So, good work, Andrew Carrero. Way to, way to show up everyone else.
And show up.
Yeah. More than some people can do. No, I'm kidding. Hunter's absence is my fault, not his. Or at least a failure to find a co-host, I mean. The point is, Jason, when you're ready, I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to put a minute on the clock, and you may begin.
So, tonight's theme, had Hunter been here, like with the three of us, was going to be games with dinosaurs. You know, dinosaur games. And then we just happened on air to ask our live stream commenters, suggest a theme for just me and Jason. And someone said games with hunters, the irony being that our usual hunter is not here. But the really funny thing is, I quickly realized and tried not to make it obvious and throw Jason off, but the game I picked applies to both categories, dinosaurs and hunters, because I picked Turok Dinosaur Hunter, the 1997 Nintendo 64 game. It's a first-person shooter, which we all know is the most popular, therefore the best genre. It has dinosaur and hunter right there in the title.
Oh god, 10 seconds.
It has an impressive amount of available weaponry for its time, not to mention it actually encourages knife kills by increasing the player's health. Turok Dinosaur Hunter, so good.
I wasn't paying attention to the stopwatch. I was just thinking, how am I going to beat Turok?
That makes two of us.
All right.
You can't beat Turok.
All right. Here
tech
I go.
Arrows away.
Oh, damn the tech arrows. All right. I guess I'll begin.
Bring it.
My game was released in 1999 from developer Zycat Interactive, probably best known for their Gothic series. However, this game ups the hunting ante. Well, yes, you could hunt bears, deers, dinosaurs. We all know that the true threat in the wild is cows. That's right, it's Zycat's Entertainment's Cow Hunter. Cow Hunter is a point-and-click shooting game, bunny hunting games, with a humorous twist. Instead of blasting deer, you're mowing down cows. Cows, which in most cases are flying through the air. There are several modes where you can use weapons such as the Cowabunga rifle. Those are skeet shooting. Cows fly across the screen, and you shoot them. Bonuses such as hamburgers fly across the screen as well. There's also cow tipping, where you take the role of a disembodied hand tipping over sleeping cows. And last but not least, it's target practice. You shoot at cows as they pop their heads around barn doors or up behind haystacks. Ooh. It's Cow Hunter from Zycat Interactive Inc.
Cow Hunter.
Cow Hunter. There is no YouTube. There is no YouTube video for this.
No way. There's none.
None.
I find
at least
so
that I could find.
I have so many problems with your choice. My biggest
Why?
Of which being that it is a game that might beat Turok in the vote. I mean, people might go your way on this. Cow Hunter. I mean, that's irresistible. Who doesn't love a good side of beef, and what's a more efficient way to get some cooked cow than by shooting one with a flamethrower, let's be honest.
That's true.
I mean, Turok hunts dinosaurs, but he doesn't even get to eat them, you know? It just seems like such a waste.
You get to both shoot cows and hamburgers.
All I know is that we just became PETA's least favorite podcast.
Are they really up on their anti-dinosaur hunting?
Yeah, they are all about dinosaur rights and the rampant use of fossil fuels. And, you know, you can't even poke a triceratops in the eye anymore without one of those PETA officers breathing down your neck. I tell you, this world has really gone to hell in a handbasket. When I was growing up, you couldn't nestle yourself between the spikes on a stegosaur's tail and just ride it for a while. Now you even approach one, everyone's like, hold up. Animals have rights too. Back off. That's harassment. I'm like, its brain is the size of a walnut. It doesn't even understand what harassment means. Let me have a little fun here, but what do I know? Sometimes I feel like I'm the dinosaur nowadays, set in my ancient ways.
At least you're not a cow.
At least I'm not a cow. So your game has a skeet shooting?
Yeah, portion? The skeets are actually just cows.
Well, see, that's cool. But I feel like it's a ripoff of the clay pigeon shooting from Duck Hunt. I just want to point that out.
You know, but clay pigeon shooting in Duck Hunt is based on skeet shooting. We've just taken it a step further, and they've made it cows.
But skeet shooting is not based on cow shooting. Your analogy doesn't work. My point still remains.
How about this? If what's more dangerous, a clay pigeon or a cow?
Oh, a cow, by far.
Obviously, a cow. Obviously. So you want to you want to shoot that thing down before it injures someone.
Touche.
It is almost a farm defense game.
So really, you're doing everyone a service by disposing of these harmful cows.
Yes,
these deadly, dangerous cows.
They are the greatest threat to national security.
Earthworm Jim would agree.
There we go.
I'm just glad we have the kind of audience that will appreciate that reference.
Now, Turok. No, go ahead.
Oh, no. If you're ready to attack Turok, Turok is ready to defend himself.
No, you may go ahead. Oh. I'm not prepared to attack Turok.
I just wanted to end on the point that on the skeet shooting thing, you're like, oh no, it didn't copy Nintendo. But I just want to make it clear, just in case everyone doesn't realize this already, everyone copies Nintendo. I mean, Nintendo is clearly the innovator of all good things. So I just wanted to point that out. Make sure everyone heard that. So,
Avok. Yes, Nintendo leads in innovation in the 21st century.
Yeah, completely. Well, I don't know about the 21st century.
Yeah, not at all.
I mean, you know. But no, it started everything. Nintendo did it first.
That's true. I'll give them that. They did kind of do that second generation of consoles first.
The idea of having a controller. Clearly Nintendo.
No, clearly. The Atari stuff, no controllers.
No, that's not a controller. That's just an arcade stick. It's just a continuation of the arcade cabinet. The directional pad is where it's at. I mean, Computers? Right, so, you couldn't play games on computers?
So Turok.
Yes, Jason, apparently I am Turok tonight.
Oh, you are Turok tonight. Does that mean you are?
I will answer as Turok. Please address me as Turok. Ask me directly.
Okay, Turok. My question to you is, why are you so ugly? And why are you on a platform which is really not suited for first-person shooters?
Jason, here's the misconception out there that has been perpetuated by Hollywood and the way it casts its male action heroes. Normally, in the actual real world, the connection between physical attractiveness and your toughness, your grittiness, and your masculinity, it's inversely proportional. If you're like a super hardcore dinosaur hunter like I am, you're usually pretty ugly. That's just how it works. It's only thanks to Hollywood that makes people think you can look like Brad Pitt and still be a badass. That's just not true. That's not how it works in the real world. So why am I ugly? I'm ugly because I'm a hero. Okay. Any other questions, Jason?
I thought it was due to your draw distance and lack of processing power.
No, see, what you're seeing is not draw distance, it's fog. And fog instills a sense of atmosphere and mood. Have you ever played Silent Hill?
I have not.
Turok is basically Silent Hill with dinosaurs.
So if I took, say, Pac-Man, added some fog, It would be essentially Silent Hill.
No, no, no,
with
no, no,
ghosts.
No.
Which would be Silent Hill. So what you're saying is Pac-Man is Silent Hill.
No.
Using your logic.
No, no, no. Pac-Man is Silent Hill without fog. But if you added fog to Pac-Man, you would just get a bunch of fog because it's only a two-dimensional game. I mean, you can't put fog on top and expect to see anything. It would just be completely blocked. Have you ever read the book Flatland? It's all about Pac-Man and fog.
Flatland?
Flatland. It's actually a kind of a literary pseudo-classic.
Flatland, A Romance of Many Dimensions by Edwin Abbott Abbott?
Yep.
If not.
It's about Pac-Man.
It's about Pac-Man. So the 1884 satirical novella by English schoolmaster Edwin Abbott Abbott. Is about Pac-Man.
You laugh, but you'll be laughing harder once you read it and realize how correct I am.
I'm just going to watch 2007's Flatland the Movie, starring the voice actors Martin Sheen, Kristen Bell, and Tony Hale.
I had no idea it was a movie, and that's kind of freaking me out right now.
Yep.
Well, watch it and let me know what you think.
Will do. Ah, Turok.
So, Cow Hunter...
Yes.
This is a point-and-click game?
No, it's not a point-and-click game, necessarily. It's you're in a fixed area, and essentially, you're hunting things. It's not... You don't navigate around. You don't walk around and shoot cows. You're in a fixed area and shoot them as they go by.
And how do you aim your weapon?
With a mouse.
By...
Pointing and clicking, yes. I get where you're going.
Okay. I just want to state, for the record, that the theme was games with hunters. We had maybe 5 minutes to quickly pick a game to improvise for tonight as an improvisational exercise. And for the record, Jason Lamb picked a point-and-click PC game.
Hunting game.
It's more like a shooting game. There's no danger. The cows aren't gonna...
It's a collection of four hunting games.
Okay, that's a stretch.
You don't like championship cow tipping?
I like being able to say it with a straight face. No, but why are you shooting all these cows? Like you, the only
they're
thing
dangerous.
Said, that's what you said. Yes, you said that. Oh, what's the true danger? Not ghosts. Not dinosaurs. Now, you said cow, but why? Like, does the game establish why cows have suddenly become dangerous?
Mad cow disease.
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
You did. Mad cow disease. These cows are angry, they are mad, and they are wanting to kill you. We must take them out before they spread the disease to other cows.
Okay, but you said that shooting cows is a humorous twist.
It's a humorous twist on a
on what?
Conventional
shooting game. So
yes, because most just have you hunting deer or bears or you know crap like that, non-dangerous animals.
My rebuttal would be: it's not a humorous twist. It's just kind of a twisted twist. It's like a double twist. It's a knot, really. It's not a twist. It's a knot.
It's humorous, though.
Yep. Okay. I'll give you that. Cowabunga rifle?
Yeah, the cowabunga rifle.
What, pray tell, is a cowabunga rifle? Please enlighten me.
Not having any screenshots of said rifle. Wait, hold on. Nope. Not having any screenshots of said rifle? I can only assume it's a rifle.
Made out of cows and buns? I mean, what's your logic here?
Perhaps it either is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle themed.
Okay.
Because they often shouted cowabunga. Yes.
Well,
dude.
I mean, that would be a fun way to kill cows. Just fire Ninja Turtles at them.
Yeah.
With a giant Ninja Turtle rifle.
Yeah. Or you've taken petrified cow dung, whittled it into bullets... put it into a rifle that has a leather holster made of cow leather. That way we get the cow, and then the bung would be the cow bung.
Jason.
It's a bit of a stretch.
I'm going to say this to you as a friend.
Yeah.
You are the only person I know of whose mind would go to a place where you're whittling at petrified cow dung. I fear for your mental state. What has this game done to you in the 5 minutes you haven't even... You've never even played your game, have you?
No. But I want to, because it's only $36.54 on eBay.
Wow. Well, gosh, I mean, you can get Turok Dinosaur. Oh, I just realized I'm going to have a problem next week when I actually have to pick a dinosaur game.
Yeah, you are. Oh, yeah, whoops. You are. It's all right.
This. Yeah, yeah, Turok is only, let's see how cheap this is. I bet Turok's going to be like $4.
Oh, probably.
Wow. Yeah, there's two newly listed. One of them is at Buy It Now for $4. One of them is at $1.50 at zero bids.
Nice.
You can get, there's another listing that's at 50 cents with zero bids. There's Turok and Turok 2 together for $7 at a Buy It Now.
That's crazy.
Do any of these actually have bids on them?
Does anyone want Turok?
Nobody. Here's one for 90 cents. No bids. 99 cents. Zero bids. Really? Nobody wants to get Turok? It's not it's totally worth it, people.
The 99 cheapest one,
cents, zero bids.
The cheapest one with shipping is only $8.99, and it's free shipping. Oh, and it's in Canada. Wow, I could get that sent to me.
Here's a... People, like, get Turok. It's fun. It's, I'm not saying it's like... It's not the Casablanca of video games, but it's certainly the Expendables.
Obviously, mine is the Casablanca of video games. Cow Hunter.
I'll Blanc your casa. I apologize to the English language.
The whole English language.
I have butchered it, much like a cow. Much like a cow hunter.
There we go.
You can get it. There's got to be an even cheaper one. I'm sorry, I'm spending way too much time on this. There is a $6.65 Turok. Buy it now, free shipping.
Nice.
It's totally worth it if you don't have it. Oh, well. Do you have any other criticisms against Turok? Because I don't think you're able to muster up much.
Other than it's ugly on a platform, which is horrible for first-person shooters. And
what?
Let's be honest, it is.
How was it?
Has one analog stick.
How many did the PS1 have?
Also horrible. It had two, didn't it? Eventually?
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually, see?
Well, if you had two Nintendo 64 controllers, you'd have dual analog. You could play GoldenEye that way.
Oh, that'd be awful.
It is kind of weird, yeah. It's not really worth trying.
Now,
But first-person shooter is the dominant genre. And it had to come from somewhere. Duh. I mean, nobody ever, if you there, why would even as far as go? You know?
What?
So let me put it this way. To understand the greatness of what Turok Dinosaur Hunter is, all you have to do is realize what it's not. It's not
a good game.
A lawnmower simulator. It's not a game with taxes in it. It's not a Castlevania ripoff. It's not a point and click game. It's an aim and fire game. Clearly it's superior.
It is now a dead shot. It is now a dead series. Thank God.
So is Cow Hunter.
Cow Hunter is a classic. It's like how they didn't make a sequel to Citizen Kane or Casablanca. You only needed one. You only needed one. It stands the test of time. There was no Romeo and Juliet 2.
I just
need Romeo and Juliet.
I guess whenever you throw dinosaurs into a game or a other media projects, always sequels. Land Before Time, now they have like Land Before Time 7, 8. Jurassic Park, they're working on Jurassic Park 4 now.
I know.
The people want more dinosaurs, Jason. They don't want more cows.
It's because you wiped them out in the first one. That's all you need.
What? I could say the same thing. You're not making any sense right now, Jason. You are a paragon of miscommunication.
Your game is the Land Before Time 13 of the Land Before Time series.
No, it's not. It's the first one. It's the Land Before Time. Well, no, it's probably... No, you're right. Track 2.
It is a... It's a hollowed out, sorry excuse for a dinosaur game.
I want Tom Hall to write a retrospective on the Turok games on Nintendo 64. So, N64 connoisseur, there's your editorial directive. You have 1 month to get back to me. I want your take on the Turok series. Because, well, I'll admit, like, it's kind of cheesy. And, yeah, it doesn't look great, but... They had the guts to make a game that everyone wanted. Everyone wanted a game where you have a knife and a bow and you gradually get bigger guns and you shoot dinosaurs. Like, that's so cool. Like, not to sound like radical 90s kid, but no one...
It is very 90s.
It is extremely. But no one fantasized about shooting cows, did they? You'd have to be a sick, disturbed little individual. Jason.
It is only natural to hunt the deadly cow.
It's for the greater good.
It is.
It was self-defense.
For the greater good.
Final arguments. Final arguments.
All
right. Jason, why should anyone vote for Cow Hunter?
The 1999 classic Cow Hunter is the only game on the market, possibly of all time, where you can shoot cows.
Can't be true. There has to be other games where you can shoot cows.
Where you can exclusively shoot cows.
Oh, there you go. Cow Hunter. Because it's better than Eric Hunter. Why should you vote for Turok Dinosaur Hunter? Because it stands as a bright and shining icon of the age it was in. It's super fun. You shoot dinosaurs, and it has awesome weapons. The first one didn't have the cerebral boar, but it still had some pretty cool stuff, like the Chronoceptor. You don't get that till the last.
Whoa, the first one didn't have the cerebral boar?
Bruh.
Wow, but, that was the best weapon.
Right? Isn't that the best?
And Turok Dinosaur Hunter didn't have it.
It is
crap.
Oh, because your game has the Cowabunga rifle you can't even find visual evidence for.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. It's like an X-File.
Yeah.
Cowabunga rifle. My game has weapons like... It was made by Iguana Entertainment. They had something to do with NBA Jam. Yeah, it had a fusion cannon, the shockwave weapon, the quad rocket launcher, the alien weapon, plasma rifle, assault. It had so many guns for its time. I mean, so it's an underrated part of... Yeah. That's why you should vote for Turok Dinosaur Hunter. Awesome. On that note, I want to remind everyone that the email address is podcast@onemorecastle.com. If you have a listener email discussion question you want to send us and not just an email comment. And I want to give a shout out to some of our live stream commenters. What up, Blue Rigel 81, Lyrically C, Captain Knucklehead, Chronislinger, Andrew Carrero, a.k.a. Jason Lamb, a.k.a. Sexy Beast Man, Johnny DeAlba, Captain Knucklehead, Big Jonathan 91, wow, yeah. Solid amount of people in here tonight. Good work, everyone. Spread the word every Thursday evening. And thanks for listening if you're not watching the live stream. But you can watch it Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m. Central. Jason, any plugs or shout-outs?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jason Lamb. You can also visit my website, thetestproject.com. I've started making some mods and maps. Woo!
for what? Even up to, you rascally dog? You?
I know. I made a game dev tycoon mod. The mod, it's still in beta. But so far I've added the ColecoVision, the Apple Bandai Pippin, the arcade platform, the Nintendo 64 DD, the FM Towns Martin, or sorry, Marty, the Magnavox Odyssey, and the Philips CDI.
That is really cool.
Made a Civ 5 map, and right now I'm working on adding the Carpathians to Civilization 5. Most famous for Viggo the Carpathian from Ghostbusters 2.
Yes!
Who you'll get to play as.
Yes!
Because if that game needs anything, it's more Ghostbusters.
Do you ever get controller palsy, where you play a game for so long you get like intense hand pain that includes numbness?
Sounds like a stroke.
Play our game until you have a stroke. It's that good. The reason I want to emphasize our email, though, is we are out of email discussion questions. I think this is the second time it's happened in the past year or so. podcast@onemorecastle.com. Please send in your email listener discussion questions because we're out. Otherwise, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Nintendo_legend. The blog is nintendolegend.com, which I should update sometime the next year, time or two. And thanks for putting up with a strange, unusual podcast with only two of us. I'm glad we tried this experiment just to see if it was possible and emerged alive. I'm grateful for that. And speaking of being grateful, let us not forget the most important thing. Remember, listeners, you are a bad enough dude to rescue the president. See you next week!